Hello.
Hi, is this Aaron?
Hello.
Hello, Aaron. It's Paul from Local Splash. Happy Thursday. How's your day going so far?
I can't hear you.
Aaron, hello? Hello, Aaron?
Yeah.
It's Paul from Local Splash. Of course, I wanted to follow up with you. We spoke, I think on Monday was the last time we spoke. I know you're waiting for the money to clear. Have you heard anything back about that?
They actually gave me a date for November 4th for the check to clear. It was a kind of a large check, and I guess but I have $300 in that account that I'm pretty sure that will come out. You know what I mean?
Okay.
But because I put some cash in there, I put $300. I just want to pay for it out of this account. You know what I mean? Because all the business transactions, I want it to come out of this account. So I put $300 in there in cash for this. So I think we should be good.
Would you be available even today for your follow up call, your client interview?
Yes, I believe so. Yeah.
So, I mean, you don't actually have to be in front of a computer for that call. I mean, just kind of off the top of your head, questions about your business. And you can be driving or even working as long as you can carry on a conversation. Now, let's see. We could do as early as 2 o'clock. And then this afternoon, there's a 4, 5, or a 6 o'clock. Which of those would work best for you?
I think around 2 would probably be better.
2? Okay, yeah. So we'll schedule it at 2. The call.
Will I need my EIN number or anything like that?
No, that's not necessary for the client interview itself, but for like the information that we send out to you by way of email, and then of course you'll be sending information back to us, sending us photos and things like that. And then, like I said, that call is scheduled for an hour, but it does take about 30, 40 minutes. It should get to you then right at or pretty close to 2 o'clock. If I am in between phone calls when our technician is ready to call you, I'll be on that call as well, just in the very beginning to introduce you to your technician and answer any quick questions that you might have. Let me make sure that I've got your security question on here. I do. We've got Nala as the security answer. And then, one second here. Why did it jump to a different page?
How come it's Nala?
It shouldn't be. I'm not sure why I clicked to that page and it jumped to a different account. Pull yours up again. I'm not sure why it did that. I'm on 2 different tabs. So we don't even have a security question set up yet. But your options here, and this is for your protection. If anyone calls us and tells us that they're with AC's handyman service, and even if it's you and we recognize your voice, we might still from time to time ask for you to verify the answer to the security question. And then this is important, Mr. Collins. If you get calls from someone who is not a potential customer, if they identify themselves as Google or Local Splash, please make sure that they know both the answer and the question. And if they can't give you that information basically immediately, then you should not entertain that phone call. If anyone calls you and tells you it's going to be more money for your Google listing, that for sure would not be us, and they would not know that information. You definitely should not speak with them. It is an exact amount, of course, of $299. Now, your options for your security question are the city you were born in or your first pet's name. Which of those would you want for your security question?
Since I'm still in the city I was born in, let's go ahead and do the pet's name. Let's do the pet's name.
Pet's name. And then what is the answer?
Lady.
Lady. Okay, gotcha. Yep. And then it is the exact amount of $299. How did you want to take care of that? MasterCard, Visa, Amex, Discover? What works best for you, sir?
I have to look at it real quick. Going to be a Visa MidFirst bank card.
Is it Aaron Collins on the card, any middle initial or the business name?
It's going to be the AC Handyman Service. My name's on here, but...
Okay. And it is AC's with the apostrophe S, right? AC's Handyman Service. That's how you want the business branded online?
Yes.
Okay. And then I know that your business is, well, it's service-based, right? Meaning that you only go to the customer. No one ever comes to you. There's not like a physical address or showroom that you would want the public to know about.
Not at this time, no.
That's totally understandable. In fact, Google expects it to be that way, and they don't want to list your home address. They wouldn't want anyone driving out there and knocking on your door any more than you would. So you'll just be listed Oklahoma City and not even that 73139 zip code. So the Visa card should start with a 4. All Visa cards do. I'm actually ready for that number whenever you are, sir.
All right, it's 4521.
Mm-hmm.
0900.
Okay.
0096.
Yes, sir.
6815.
Is it 6815?
Yes.
So I've got 4521-0900 and then 0900-9666. Hang on a second. I don't like that. We can't put any spaces or dashes. I've got 4521-0900-0096-6815.
Yes.
Yeah, all those zeros kind of blurred all together for a second there. And then the expiration month and year?
It is 0929.
09 of 29, and then the last three digits on the back of the card.
712.
So I got 712 on the back, and then September 09 of 2029 for the expiration date. And then is the billing address of that card the 10004 Winston Way?
Yes.
And that's 73139 for the zip code. Now, because we are a Google Premier partner, I'm required to read what's called a voice verification. It actually does get recorded through the computer. It attaches to your account as an added form of protection for you. So you know that it is the month-to-month service, that we're reducing the cost of the service, that we're waiving your setup fee. The voice verification is recorded, but you can stop me at any time if you have a question or want me to clarify my question. It is, though, actually pretty straightforward. I do have it pulled up, and it reads as follows. It says, welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. Mr. Collins, this part of the call will, in fact, be recorded for quality assurance to outline your service agreement, and it is an added form of protection for you. It says, in order to ensure the accuracy of your order for the sake of the recording this time, can you please restate the name of your business as you would want it to appear online?
AC apostrophe S Candyman Services.
Services with the S at the end, right? Services plural?
Yeah.
That's exactly how I have that. And then it says, please state your name and your official title within the business.
My name is Aaron Collins, and I'm the owner, operator, CEO, whatever.
Perfect. And as the owner, operator, etc. of AC's Handyman Services, of course, Aaron, you are authorized to enter into this non-contractual agreement on behalf of the business, right?
Yes.
And for the billing information that you did just provide, of course, you are an authorized user on that account as well, right?
Yes.
Of course. And then it says to get results as fast as possible, it's important that you are also actively involved in your campaign, and that is because it's our job to make sure the people in your service area who need your services can, in fact, contact you directly. So for that reason, we specifically request that you do in fact agree to be both receptive and responsive in a timely fashion, which is 48 hours or less, to phone calls, emails, and text messages coming from both my company and from your potential customers. Mr. Collins, of course, you would agree to that, right?
Absolutely, yes.
Perfect, perfect. And as long as you answer the phone, you're going to do well with the service. Now, it does say in hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, we do ask that you would continue to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement. And again, it is month to month. There's a couple of reasons that we ask. I mean, obviously, with all the content that we'll be creating for your business, We would not want you to pay someone else for services that we are already providing. And then equally or even more important, it's our job, of course, to make sure that your business information online is always accurate, current, and consistent. So we're not saying you cannot hire someone else. Of course, you definitely will not need to. We are just saying if you do decide to hire someone who you think might also create content for your business online, we do ask that you at least let us know so we can make sure the information is accurate. Aaron, that's fair enough, right?
Absolutely, yes.
Perfect. We actually do what's called a NAPW audit. It stands for name, address, phone number, and website. Of course, we'll be the ones to create that website for you. And as I mentioned, since customers do not come to you, we'll make sure that no physical street address appears for the business online. We do that audit in the beginning, and we do it periodically too. But if anything new comes along, it's just a good idea to let us know. Now, with all of the reductions in the cost that I was able to apply here, with it being a month-to-month service, with the setup fee waived, with the website even included, this next part reads as follows. It says your payment for the initial term, including the one-time setup fee, which I'll actually waive altogether, will be charged today's date, the 23rd of October, in the very reduced total amount of exactly $299.00. And again, that $299 is both a fixed rate as well as a flat rate. So it will never go up, not at any time, not for any reason, not even by a penny. In fact, it is an exact amount. So there's no hidden taxes or fees. Of course, there's no lead fees whatsoever. The calls come directly to you. Now, this does include content on Google, Bing, all the additional relevant directories, Siri on a smartphone, the Facebook ads are included at no additional cost, and in this case, we'll also be including a Google-compliant, mobile-optimized, conversion-driven website. That custom website is included, meaning that we would build it, host it, maintain it, and even update it for you at no additional cost. When the term is completed, the agreement would be set to automatically renew with recurring billing on the 23rd of the month, and that same exact reduced rate of $299. Once again, that rate will never go up on you. As I've mentioned, it is a month-to-month service. It is offered completely at will, no contract. Of course, that does mean that you can stop at any time for any reason, no questions asked or fees involved. And of course, you can pause it. You can pause it if you end up getting more work than you can take on, if you need to go on vacation. In fact, if necessary, you can pause the service seasonally. All that we would request, Aaron, to prevent the charge for the following month is that you would contact our client support team and contact them at least 3 days before your billing date. That, Mr. Collins, is simply because we are, in fact, closed on the weekend. Aaron, do you understand and agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes.
Okay. That actually does conclude the voice verification. In about a minute or so here, you're going to receive an automated email. It's our welcome email. That's your confirmation email. It's important not just because it has our client support information on there. It will also have your login credentials for your tracking system. Now, your tracking system may not be up and active for the next couple of days. We certainly do need to do your client interview first. But if you've got a pen handy, I'd be more than happy to give you the client support phone number and email address.
Okay. Ready.
Okay, so the toll-free number is 877-635-6225. Again, that's 877-635-6225. It's simply option 1 or extension 1 to reach a client support agent, and you can reach a live agent Monday through Friday. That's 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. Central Time. Of course, you can email 24/7. If you email the support team, Mr. Collins, they do follow up with you that same business day, unless they get the email either after hours or maybe very late in the day, in which case they would follow up with you the following business day. The email address is simply support@localsplash.com. And again, you'll receive all of that information by way of email in about a minute. You'll also receive an additional email. The first month invoice will be emailed out to you separately. In fact, it looks like you have received those emails already. The welcome email, like I said, has your client login credentials. Most of our emails have that support information that I've just given you. But your username is already set in our system. You cannot change it, but we've made it easy for you to remember and easy for us to access and associate with your account. So it is your phone number. The area code is included, but it's just numbers. There's no dashes or spaces or parentheses. So your username is just 405-408-9571. It looks like your default password is BMedia, all lowercase, no space, B-E-M-E-D-I-A. All of that's contained on your welcome email. You can change that default password at any time, as often as you like. You also received an additional email, and again, you don't have to open this one up right now, but it's going to say action needed, pictures needed for Google verification. It does not have to be everything on that list, but certainly anything you send our way does help us expedite the process of kind of reassuring Google that you're a real business in the real, in the actual area that we're promoting you, and of course providing the services listed. So any pictures of tools or equipment, a photo of your service vehicle, if you have a business car, you can take a picture of that. Is the business itself licensed and or insured?
Yes.
It is. So if you can send us that information as well. Obviously, there's no physical workplace. Google's usually fine with where you park your service vehicle when you're not using it for work for that one. The one email that I did want you to open up, though, is the other one, the one that says local / initial invoice. And you should have also gotten a text generated as well with that same link. But if you open up the one that says local / initial invoice, it's going to say, hello, Aaron, thank you for choosing local / Your invoice is located below. Then a couple of sentences down, it says, please click here to accept the subscription terms. Do you see those two words, click here?
No, sir, I'm driving. I haven't had time to look at it.
You are. Okay. Well, I definitely do want you to be safe. And then, you know, once you're able to pull over, it's pretty self-explanatory. Once you click on the local / initial invoice, it's going to take you to the click on the click here. It's going to take you to the terms of experience, which is everything that we went over in the voice verification provided for you in writing. It's going to ask for you to click and confirm three different boxes. One, that you're going to allow us to send SMS or text messages to you. One, that you are the authorized holder and signer of the card. And the last one, that you acknowledge that the payments are automatic and recurring, but of course you can stop at any point in time. And then it's going to want you to type in your first and last name and hit confirm signature. That will do a few things. Of course, it lets us know that you know that it's month to month, that you can stop at any time, that we've included the website, etc. It will also allow us to do that initial NAPW audit to make sure that any information that's already out there is accurate, and for us to fix it if it's not. So it's an important step in the process. Now, if you have any issues or concerns with that, our client interview technician can walk you through that when we do that follow-up call. That follow-up call, again, is at 2 o'clock. I'm sending you a calendar invite for that right now. You do not need to respond to it, although many people do, and it's fine if you do. It's really just for your records, though. It says local / C-I-E-N-G. That just stands for client interview in English. Then it's got your username, your name, and then your phone number. In any correspondence to the support email, please do include either your username or your phone number. They're basically the same thing. That helps us to kind of expedite the process of forwarding out any information to the right department. Any information that you need to send us, any pictures and everything like that, you can just use that one email. Our technician will give you photos, P-H-O-T-O-S, photos at localsplash.com. That's the email address to the photos team. You can always email the photos team directly. But like I said, anything and everything can be sent to that support email. So we are doing your client interview today, which is perfect. Client interviews are usually done first, second, or even third day. So getting it done the same day really does expedite everything. Days 5 to 7, that's when your dashboard access is ready, because all of the directory submissions are done in that time. Now, they do want us to say 7 to 14 days for your website. In my experience, it's usually about 10 days as long as we can get photos from you. Keep in mind, once your website is active, it stays active and online. It will never come down, even if we're making changes to it. But, of course, any and all updates, the maintenance, all of that is included at no additional cost. So we can always add more photos or more content down the road. There's never any additional cost for that. Your Facebook ads are really just waiting for your website. So it's that same time frame, maybe 7 to 14 days. 45 to 60 days, that's when everything's firing on all cylinders. And, of course, no matter how long you keep the service, 60 days, 6 months, 6 years, continuous reporting, ongoing support and updates. Obviously, you'll have access to that client dashboard. Reports do update throughout the day, so it's almost real-time reporting.
Will I be bringing in customers within the first 30 days? Do you think?
Absolutely. Oh, my gosh. Yeah, it is designed to make sure that your phone is ringing. I mean, obviously, it is month-to-month for a very good reason. We have to keep your phone ringing and earn your business 1 month at a time. Getting verified on Google, that might take anywhere between 5 to 10 business days. We certainly don't sit on our hands. In that time, we create the website, get the Facebook ads going. Usually that time or a couple of days after, you've got the Facebook ads attached to your website and already online. So even if you're not yet on the first page of Google, when someone does a search for your services in your area, the Facebook ads will retarget that same exact potential customer who we know is in your area looking for your services. So that's a great way to kind of expedite the whole process and get your phone ringing quickly.
Okay.
Now you're all set and squared away on my end. Like I said, our technician should be calling you right at or maybe a couple of minutes after 2 o'clock. Like I said, it's a 1 hour window. That call should only take about 30, 40 minutes. Other than that, I did want to be the first to say welcome aboard. We're pretty excited to get that going for you, get that website going, get your phone ringing. Of course, earn your business 1 month at a time. If I am in between phone calls when our technician is ready to call you at 2 o'clock, I'll be able to say a quick hello to you at that point in time. I certainly do hope that I am available. I'll try to keep my phone line open for that. But otherwise, they'll be calling you one way or another, with or without me.
Thank you, sir. I appreciate it.
Thank you, Aaron. I appreciate you. Absolutely. You take care. We'll be talking to you soon around that 2 o'clock hour.
Yes, sir. Bye-bye.
All righty. Take care. Bye now.